That's why this little story is here. To remember that, first of all, the lion was pro-effort. When it served him the best, he became a lazy one to be served when it was possible. Then he gets angry when the dinner is late and all that. And he's jealous and he'll fall in that well, which he deserves. The rabbit will do it because the rabbit is the listener, right? So you're supposed to listen carefully to the story that he brings in. Story is that, you know what? Logically, you cannot explain the existence of that little bird. Because this little bird has an illogical part. He does the magic without being magical. These are the thoughts about the magic. The magic could happen in your mind with a magical thought or with non-magical thought. The second one is what we are trying to build up. To have these thoughts, then they will do magic in you. Because remember, all the time that you will be sitting here and forced to be quiet by me, listening to some description and some words of Rumi and some stories, all the time you are thinking, means you are talking, you are saying yay and nay to whatever is here. And you forget that we started this with the belief that there is something exception in this master. There is a difference between this mullah and the other mullahs. Remember it? All the mullahs, they go through a process, they learn the logic, they become the whatever you may call them, and they do their duties. Rumi was the best in this. But that Rumi, we don't care about. And we don't listen to. We are listening to another Rumi that one day he realized that all this is not enough. There is something else. Shams came and showed him something else. He transformed. He will explain this transformation by declaring that I was dead, I became alive. I was the sorrow, I became the happiness. The righteousness of love arrived and I became the ruler forever. مرده بودم، زنده شدم، گریه بودم، خنده شدم، دولت عشق آمد و من دولت پاینده شدم. That's what he is. We believe in this master who found the exception, studied the rule, he was master of the rule, he was philosopher, he was the supreme judge and all that. We know, he realized that there is a trick. And that trick, he never said that I learned it. This is the magic of love. He did it to me. He talks about Shams like he's talking about God. These are in his mind, and he will remind you that there are things that we talk, and you think that we are talking the same language, therefore you make your interpretation. I wish you could listen to my heart. Because that language is important. That was the beginning of this one. This little story, right? Is it? Oh, if you understand the heart, you will understand more. Because with your intelligence, you cannot get it all. The intelligence is this crow. And he's right, isn't he? He'll say, if the bird was magical, why this happens? This is the same logic Satan presented. There is always that. And magic is that this bird has exceptional power in exceptional moments. Believe in that. Yes.
Whilst there is in you a single cave from the Kafiran, you are the seat of stench and lust. Latin words, vela drima femoris.
Any idea what are they saying? What's he saying? What did he say in Persian that Nicholson felt he had to put in Latin?
Line 1230.
I don't know. Honestly.
Line 1230.
I told you, Nicholson was associating with a lot of dirty-minded people. they meant good, religiously, but they avoided Waterford because they see something indecent in words. Because they limit themselves to some ritual politeness, maybe. When it comes to Rumi, we are in trouble. Because first of all, Rumi doesn't care. Doesn't care about the literature. He's really above that. But more than that, he's so clever. Master of teaching with a lot of experiences. He knows that every word will provoke something in your mind, and sometimes even vulgarity could be used as a teaching instrument. And he will use it. Look at the Masnavi page list, you will see in book first, you will find very, very few words in Latin, which means the word in Persian and Arabic has been a little bit vulgar or indecent or something. And you will see it's always the name of something. Then book two is almost the same. Go to book four and five. The first three books are decent, all of them. From book four, he will use the improper language to push something in your brain, not to forget ever. Amazingly, he will talk about this handmaiden. But over there, he doesn't think about being chic and elegant when he's giving this speech. This is not what he's doing. He's opening his heart to the students, and he will use all the tricks. Here he's playing with one simple word and at the end kaf means the joint, the crack, okay? And he will say kafiran means the crack between your leg. That's it. But they start to translate it in a way I don't understand because here he's playing with the word. He's saying that, okay, you see, you have not to be kafir. By not to be kafir, I mean, not even that K at the beginning shouldn't be in you. Because as long as you are non-believer over there, you are like the appetite in the crack between your leg. How indecent that is, I don't know that much. In the original language, normally they don't get it even. The Iranians, they don't read it. But the fellows accompanied poor Nicholson made it sure that this is bad, this is harsh word. And amazingly, they used the words. It's very funny because in the tradition native to this language, the mullahs are supposed to be consulted. And that consultation is not like the Christian ones, in secret, one-to-one
confession,
with a curtain in between. Yes. It's not like that. You could write it down and they should answer you written in the words. And what do you ask your question is about?